I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. We're going to do something really fun this week.
I think these are just neat little sweeties or kisses or pecks on the cheek or smooches, however you want to call it. They're little black and white meringue cookies, and they're what I have made, LaVon, are the size of a Hershey's Kiss candy.
They look great. I mean, that's exactly what they look like, and they could be so pretty if you're doing something maybe for the Easter holiday and you want something that's just a little special and can kind of sit out. And the other thing, I'm not sure the calorie count, but there can't be much because they're mostly air.
Exactly. Yes, that's one thing. I took some to my parents-in-law, and my father-in-law said, well, all they are is air.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true, but they're pretty.
Yes. And, you know, you could eat a couple and not ruin the rest of the day by doing that. And I think that thing about air, that's what meringues are all about.
Exactly. Yes. It's the beating process and how you go about beating egg whites, only egg whites. And you certainly, when you separate the egg white from the yolk, by all means avoid getting any trace of yolk in with that white. When we talk about making meringues, LaVon, we start out with cold eggs, but it's so much better for the egg and to allow more volume for the egg white to occur when it's being mixed if the egg white's at room temperature.
So you got to remember, instead of that rule where you never let things sit out, you're just going to let these sit out like 30 minutes or so.
Not a very long time.
Maybe you set your timer at the beginning to remind you to take the eggs out and then it's a good anytime you're making meringue.
Sure. Or just sometimes what I do is take eggs out of the refrigerator, put them in some warm water for a few minutes, and they have warmed up very nicely. When they are cracked, you can just feel that mixture, the moisture, and the egg inside of the egg feeling warmer.
Not hot
in your
water,
fingers.
Though.
No.
You have end up with a little cooked white there.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's if you're in, you forget or whatever. Good tip, Miss Nini, to...
And a clean, dry bowl. That's very important, too, when making meringue. I have the fortune of having an electric mixer that does have a whipped attachment to it, which is wonderful for whipping egg whites. So when I started out making these chocolate Parisian meringues is what we're calling them.
Now we're a language lesson again today.
Well, it is because of what I did was it's a combination of two recipes. My mom's original recipe for Parisiennes, which were little meringues, which she made for a homemaker's cookie candy Christmas exchange years ago, and then a recipe for chocolate meringues that was in the King Arthur flower catalog. So this combination of recipes gave us this black and white, you might call, meringue, little cookie, but still with grated semi-sweet chocolate in it. A tip for grating the chocolate, I used a microplane grater. It worked much better than did the food processor. I did try it with the food processor, but I didn't care for it with that, so I went back to using my microplane grater. But what I did when I held on to that little block of semi-sweet chocolate, I had that chocolate wrapped in the wrapper that it came in. If that is not still at your house with the chocolate bar, then use a piece of parchment paper so that the heat from your hand doesn't get in and start melting that chocolate as you're holding on to it when it's being grated.
And do you ever put the chocolate in the refrigerator or freezer?
I don't,
first?
But that would work really well. And I bet one of the tricks for doing that too is when it's grating, it doesn't tend to fly around.
Yes. Yeah, it really helps, I think, when you're grating.
That's a great tip. Thank you. I will try that next time. Once the egg whites go into a clean, dry bowl, along with those whites goes some vinegar and salt. Now we say, why do we add vinegar to this?
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't. But what vinegar or lemon juice or cream of tartar do is to help stabilize those egg whites. So they will beat up to a nicer consistency for what you want them. Then once the mixture is foamy, as it's being beaten, then beat in granulated sugar. And this recipe calls for 1 cup of granulated sugar. Realize now, folks, that we're making 12 dozen little meringues here.
And how many egg whites are we starting
three.
With? Just three?
Yep, three egg whites.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A teaspoon of white vinegar, a half teaspoon of salt. So that's all mixed up. And then once the mixture's foamy, like I said, then start beating in the granulated sugar a tablespoon at a time until firm peaks form. That is so important to have firm peaks.
And that putting it in a small amount of time, I mean, it will seem like you've got a whole cup of sugar you're going to put in here. You're going to see, this takes forever. And I found, because I used to have a lot of trouble with the meringue not standing up the way it should, and it really was because I wasn't beating them enough.
Yes.
Because you need to get that sugar dissolved.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you take just a little piece and run it between your fingers, if you still feel grainy sugar, it needs to beat some more.
And there is on the market extra fine sugar, so that works very well when making a meringue. I didn't happen to have it on hand, but I just beat the mixture so that it was very stiff, and it was beautiful. It was shiny, and it had a gloss to it, and it was very stiff when I lifted those beaters out of it. Then this recipe includes the finely grated chocolate, semi-sweet chocolate, but it also includes, and this is an option if you want to add it or not, ground almonds. So that would help get a neat flavor in with the meringue, if you so chose wanted to add that. The ground almonds and the chocolate are folded in by hand. Do not use the whip attachment or the whisk attachment on the electric mixer, because it will, even at the slowest speed, it will break down the meringue too much.
You need to be very gentle. This is a gentle hand type thing.
Exactly. So I don't know if this is necessarily something for a little child to do in the kitchen, but it's certainly a technique that can be taught, and how to fold in a mixture into another mixture using a hand whisk or even a spatula, as far as that goes. Now, it's a very interesting baking phenomenon when we talk about baking these little meringues. I found all different kinds of cookie recipes on the internet, Levon, and some said to bake at a certain high temperature for so many minutes. Some said to bake at another temperature for so many minutes and then remove them from the oven. Well, that presented a problem to get the meringues off of the parchment-lined cookie sheet on which they were baked. Those particular recipes said to put water in between the parchment paper and the cookie sheet.
This is while they're in the oven?
No,
oh,
this is after
they
come out of the oven, and that's then supposed to help the cookies release from the parchment.
You found something easier.
Well, to me, that sounded like a disaster waiting to happen, even for an adult to be so careful with that. Yes, I did. If the oven is preheated to 350 degrees, the cookie mixture is made, they're dropped onto the cookie sheet, either using a decorator tip and a decorating bag, or just with a half teaspoon and to drop them on the sheet. Then, once the cookie sheet is put into the oven, turn off the oven. Leave the door closed. Don't do anything else. And this, Levon, is a great recipe to make in the end of the day, or when you're not planning to use your oven anymore, because if the cookies are allowed then to stay in the oven and to dry overnight or until the oven is cool, I then had absolutely no problem removing these little sweet kisses from the parchment paper.
And they held their shape.
They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And because then your next step is dipping it halfway into some chocolate.
Yes.
And I'm thinking you could dip them into melted red candies, or I think there's even red chips if you wanted red.
Sure.
Or pink. Mm-hmm. You know, there's several other options. But of course, the chocolate goes well with the chocolate that's inside.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And one thing I like about it is that I didn't dip the entire cookie. I just dipped half the cookie. So it's fun to see both the black portion and the white portion of the cookie. And it makes it more fun to just pop in your mouth.
And then when you look at the picture on the web, where you're going to get the recipe, you show them off on a red mat. And oh my, do they look special.
Good. I think they look very fun. And very fun. And they are. I just thoroughly enjoyed making this recipe. And I know that but the initial time that I had working with the decorator bag and this cookie meringue, I will do more of it because it was just really fun.
And then when you get 12 dozen, you've really made something.
You have. But yes, they're made fast and they will be eaten quickly too.
Yvette.
So we hope that you will take time to go to our website at kjan.com, click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nini, and there you will find the recipe for chocolate Parisienne meringues, as well as pictures to help give you an idea what these little darlings look like when they are being made and when they're finished. If you don't have computer access, please give us a call out at KJAN. We'd be more than happy to send this recipe to you. So remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.